Are you a sign seeker or a savior seeker? Is your faith based on what you think Jesus should do for you, or is it based on who Jesus is? Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. John chapter 4, verse 43. After the 2 days, he departed for Galilee, for Jesus himself had testified that a prophet has no honor in his hometown. So catch this. Jesus is headed to Galilee because they do not honor him there. His hometown is a place where they don't appreciate him, like him, or honor him. That word honor means to recognize or value or respect as pertaining to one's worth. But then we come across verse 45, which should make us turn our heads again. It says, "So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they too had gone to the feast." So wait a minute. I thought we just read that Jesus had no honor or respect in Galilee. But it appears that Jesus received a hero's welcome whenever he came into town. So what's going on? What we see here is that there is a way to welcome Jesus and to want Jesus present in your life that is of no real saving, lasting benefit. Notice that John writes that these people had seen all that Jesus had done in Jerusalem. And based upon what they had seen Jesus do, they were excited for Jesus to return home. They were sign seekers with no real concern or awareness of their own deep spiritual need of the Savior who stood in their midst. They had no regard for who he was. They only wanted to see what kind of stunts he would do. Now let me make a distinction. John the Apostle is not saying that we should just have blind faith. What he is saying is that the signs of Jesus point to a greater reality, that Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the one who has all authority, who is above all authority. But these people didn't see that. They didn't want to see that. They didn't want to follow that Jesus. They just wanted a genie who would impress them and do what they asked of him. And so we have to pause right here for a moment and do some serious self-examination. Is your faith in Christ wholly dependent upon what you think Jesus should do for you? Are you a sign seeker or a savior seeker? Is having Jesus as your king and his grace in salvation sufficient and enough for you? Or do you attempt to treat Jesus like a genie? Some things for us to think about. Today, when you pray, please pray for Michael and Ruth Poirier, our missionaries in Canada. And also remember the Guarani LifeWord broadcast heard in Bolivia.